Hi, welcome back to Daf Shavua. We're up to Yud Ches Amud Aleph 18a, Gemara Rosh Hashanah. We're talking about whether a Gzar Din Diyachid, a decree that came out from heaven about an individual, can it be overturned? So Gzar Din Diyachid Tanaihi, it's a Machlokas Tanaihim. The Tanya, for Linton Abraisa, Haya Reb Meir Omer Shnaim Shal Limita V'chulian Shav, if two people were sick and they were in bed mamish with the same sickness, V'chain Shnaim Shal Lagardom Lidom V'din Shav, or two people who ended up before the Beis Din with the same exact case against them, Zeh yared v'zeh lo yared. One sick person was able to get off his bed, and the other one was not able to get better. Zeh nitzal v'zeh lo nitzal. One was able to be saved from the capital punishment, and one was not able to be saved. So mipnei ma zeh yared v'zeh lo yared. Why was it the case that one was able to get better and one not? And why was it the case that zeh nitzal v'zeh lo nitzal, that one guy was saved from the accusation of the Beis Din and one was not? Because zeh hitpalel v'nana, this one davened to be saved and was answered, v'zeh hitpalel v'lo nana, and this one did not daven, this one davened and was not answered. So mipnei ma zeh nana v'zeh lo nana, why was this one answered and that one not answered? Zeh hitpalel tefila shalema nana, the one who davened with full kavana, full passion, he was the one that was answered. Zeh lo hitpalel tefila shalema lo nana, but the one who did not daven with full kavana was not answered. Rabbi Lezer says, no, the difference between the two is kan kodem gzar din, the one who had a decree on them before it was sealed by God, kan la'achar gzar din, and versus the one who davened after it was sealed. Rav Yitzchak says that yafet tzakel adam, crying out and davening is helpful, ben kodem l'gzar din, ben la'achar gzar din, whether the decree was signed or whether it was not signed. So either way, among this discussion, what you do see is there is a machlokas whether a private person, whether an individual, can turn over the decree of God or not. So ugzar din de tzibur mi mikra. Now, until now, we assume that the gzar din of a tzibur, of a group, can be ripped up. Now, is that true? V'hakosav echad omer, one pasuk in Yirmiyahu says, kabsi me'ra'a libeich, clean your heart of any wrongdoing, so that you're, meaning, through tshuva, it sounds like Hashem could rip up the evil decree. Uksiv, and then another pasuk though says, ki'im techabsi baneser, v'tarbi loch bris nechtam avanech lefanai. Even if you were to wash with the most penetrating type of wash, still the sin would stay before Hashem. That indicates that nothing could rip up the gzar din. So my love, kodem gzar din, kan la'achar gzar din. One possibility that we're talking about before gzar din, that's the first pasuk in Yirmiyahu, versus after the gzar din, that's the second pasuk in Yirmiyahu. If that's correct, then it shows you that the gzera upon a tzibur cannot be wiped away if it was the final decree. Lo, no, that's not the correct way to solve both psukim. Idi v'idi lachar gzar din. Both psukim and Yirmiyahu are talking about after the gzar din was already been declared. V'lo kasha, and there's no problem between the two. You know why? Because kam b'gzar din shiyeshimo shvua. The one that says we cannot get rid of it is a gzar din that had with it a shvua, that God used the language of an oath. Kam b'gzar din she'enimo shvua. While the one that can be wiped away is talking about one that did not have a shvua with it. This distinction is further backed up. Kedarav Shmuel Bar Ami, Dam Rav Shmuel Bar Ami. Amrilan, some say, Zam Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, in the name of Rav Yonasan. Minayin l'gzar din sheyeshimo shvua she'enu nikra. How do we know that a gzar din that has a shvua with it cannot be ripped up? Shenamar, as it says, V'lachein nishpati l'beis Eli, im yiskaper avon beis Eli b'zevach u'b'mincha. I swore about the house of Eli that the aver of the house of Eli would never be mechaper by a korban or a mincha. So Amarava, b'zevach uva mincha. It says it cannot be forgiven by a zevach or a mincha. Abba mischaper b'torah, but it can be forgiven with Torah study. Abaye says b'zevach uva mincha ena mischaper. It cannot be forgiven by a sacrifice or a mincha, but it can be mischaper with Torah and gemilas chasadim. The combination of the two is so powerful it can wipe it away. Rabba v'abaye midibis luka asa. Rabba and Abaye came from this house of Eli. Rabba de asik b'torah chaya arim shana. Rabba, who learned Torah, lived for 40 years. Abaye had the double combo. Asik b'torah u'gemilas chasadim chaya shisim shanim. He lived for 60 years. Tana Rabbanim. Mishpacha Achas Haisib Yerushalayim. There was a family in Yerushalayim, Shaya Meseya Mason Ben Shimon Esrei Shana, whose household members would pass away very young, 18 years old. Bo Vadius Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai. They came and told Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai about their situation. And Amar Lehem, he said to them, Shema Mishpachas Eli Atem. Maybe you're from the house of Eli. Dechtive, where it says, V'chol Marbis Pescha Yamus Anashim. All those who live there die young. Go and learn Torah, study so you could live. Holchu, they went, learned Torah, and they lived. And they named the family, they changed the family name to his family name, Rabbi Yochanan, because of that school he gave them of how to live longer. Okay, Amrav Shmuel bar Inya Mishmei Deraf, Minayin Legzar Din Shal Tzibor She'ino Nechtam. How do we know that a decree against the Tzibor is never really fully closed? Because Einu Nechtam, what, it can never be sealed? Vaksiv, I thought we just got through reading a Pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Nechtam Avol Nechalafonai, your sin always stays before me. So Afal Gav Shenechtam Nikra, no. How do we know that there's a Gzera, even though it is sealed, it can still be ripped up? Because it says, Shenamar, Hashem Elokeinu b'chol karoinu elav. Hashem, our God, whenever we call out to Him, whenever, without limitation. Vaksiv, but I thought it says, Dirshu Hashem b'himatzo. Seek God when He could be found. There are times when there are more appropriate moments to find God. No, that's Hasam b'yachid with an individual. We assume times like Elul are more propitious time to find Hashem. Hacha, here we're talking about Tzibor. With a Tzibor community, it could always, it's always the right time to turn to God. B'yachid Amos, one of the times that Hashem is available for an individual. Amarav Barbua, it's referring to the Asar Yomim Shebein Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. More specifically than Elul, it's referring to the 10 days before Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Okay. Vayihika Asaras Hayamim Vayagov Hashem Novel. So the Pasuk says it was after 10 days that Hashem afflicted Novel. This is talking about Shmuel Aleph. Novel was very rich. He lived in the time of Shmuel and David, and King David's sort of entourage guarded Novel's shepherds, protecting them from anything that might happen. He's protecting the shepherds and the sheep. And when Novel went to shear the sheep, King David sent a few of his men to ask Novel to give them whatever, he could give away, whatever he could spare or donate. Novel denied it and refused. And he even mocked King David. So because of that behavior, 10 days later, Novel was killed. God struck him down. Asar yamim maya vidite. So those 10 days, why did God wait 10 days? Samar Rabbi Yehuda Amarav, keneged eser legimas shenata novel avde David. The 10 days were at least parallel to the 10, items of food that Novel gave to the entourage of David who came to him. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Ravua, Nachman said the name of Ravua, Elu Asar yamim. These are the 10 days shebein Rosh Hashanah liyom Kippur, between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Okay, we said in the Mishnah, but Rosh Hashanah, on Rosh Hashanah, kol boy olam ovrim lefanav k'nei maron. On Rosh Hashanah, all the people of the world pass before Hashem like b'nei maron. Let's analyze what b'nei maron actually is. Hacha targumiu k'bnei imra. In Bavel, they translated b'nei maron as like lambs. Reish Lakish said, k'malos beis maron. What it is referring to the people passing on like the higher areas of b'nei maron. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel says, Kechayla shel beis David. They were like the soldiers from the house of King David. So Amar, that's b'nei maron, soldiers, that's the third interpretation. Amar Rav Abar B'chanam Yochanan, v'kula niskarin b'skira echad. They all are looked at in one shot. B'skira achas means like in one glance to check everyone. Meaning even though everybody passes by Hashem one by one, Hashem looks at them all together. How does that work? If they're all judged one by one, how are they viewed all together? So the point is that there are two modes of din, two modes of judgment. Amar Rav of Nachman bar Rabbi Yitzchak, v'chul niskar miskira achas. It's all judged in one glance. Fine. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, afan namitina. We also learn from the pasuk, hayotzer yachad liban hamevin al kol maaseim. Anybody who creates all them together, who knows all their ways. My kamar, what does it mean? Ilema hachi kamar. If you say it's what it means, devarinu lukuliam lachal abayhu bahadadi. That Hashem created everybody with one heart. He made everybody think the same way. Well, that can't be the case. Because we find everybody thinks differently. Hashem sees their hearts together and understands. He sees everyone collectively and understands all the things that they do. Okay, new Mishnah. Al shisha chadashim hashluchim yotzim. Okay, now it's going to get a little complicated, but we'll do this. We'll get through this. The Mishnah talks about how they would do the mitzvah of being mekadosh v'chodesh, sanctify the moon. Let's give a little background over here. So the Jewish calendar is based on the cycle of the moon around the earth. A lunar cycle is 29 and a half days, and obviously there are 12 lunar cycles in every complete solar cycle, meaning 12 months in a year. So there's a mitzvah, even though we have a pre-arranged precise calculation, still the first mitzvah that the Rashi points out the Torah should have started with is this mitzvah, to be mekadesh the chodesh, to sanctify every new month whenever you see a new moon. So how would this work? So each month in the Jewish year can be either 30 days or 29 days. If the Beis Din declared Rosh Chodesh on the 30th day, then that 30th day becomes the first day of what you call the next month, thus making the month before a month that is chaser. We call that a deficient month, only 29 days. However, if the 31st day becomes Rosh Chodesh, then that meant the last month is a shalem, a complete month. A month could never be longer than 30 days, no matter what. Okay, the way it works in terms of this process is at the beginning of a lunar cycle. So we see the moon is totally hidden. A few hours into the cycle, a little bit of the moon becomes apparent in the sky, a very small crescent. It's during that phase that a person sees the moon. He has to go to the Beis Din to testify what he saw. After the Beis Din really shakes down two witnesses as to whether they're kosher or not, interrogating them, so on and so forth, Beis Din will declare the, the day to be Rosh Chodesh. Then the Beis Din has to let the people know in the outer areas so that all the right holidays and the fast days can all hit everybody in the right times. And places that had no way to let them know, they were too far out, they always had to do a second day of Yontif, much like we have nowadays. Okay, so let's begin to read. Let's begin to learn. Al shisha chadashim hashluchim yotzim. At the beginning of six particular months, the messengers would go out to let the Jewish communities from all over which day was considered the first day of the month. On Nisan, because you have to be careful because of Pesach coming up. On Av, Mipnei Atamis, because Tisha B'Av is coming up. Al Elul, Mipnei Rosh Hashanah, at the beginning of Elul, because Rosh Hashanah is coming up. Al Tishrei, Mipnei Tekana HaMoedos, on Tishrei, because of the affixing the right holidays. And on Kislev, Mipnei Chanukah. And Al Adar, Mipnei Purim, Adar for Purim. Ukshaya Beis HaMikdash came, and the Beis HaMikdash was around. Yotzin Af Al Iyar, they would go out even for the month of Iyar, Mipnei Pesach Katan, because of what we call Pesach Sheni. Okay. Now, the Gemara asks, "V'leipuk nami atamos v'tevet." Why don't they also go out on the beginning of Tammuz and Tevis as well? There's fast days on those months, and it would seem like an appropriate day to also go out. So the Gemara continues on Yud Ches Amud Beis. Turn to the next page. Hold on, my page stuck together here. Okay, Da'ama Rav Chana Bar Bizna Amar Rav Shimon Chasida. Rav Chana Bar Bizna said, Rav Shimon Chasida. My dichti, what does it mean when it says, Ko Amar Hashem Tzvakos, Tzoma Ravi, Vitzoma Chamishi, Vitzoma Shvi, Tzoma Siri, Yele Beis Hashem, Lesosana Simcha. The fast of the 4th, 5th, 7th, and 10th will be for the house of Yehuda, happy times. Kor Lehu Tzom, the Pasuk calls them fast days, but on the other hand, it calls them sasam v'simcha, joy and happiness. So bizman shiyei shalom, when there's peace, the Beis HaMikdash is around, yelus sasam v'simcha, those will be days of joy and happiness. Ain shalom, but there's no peace, the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, some they're fast days. So you see, according to Rav Chana Bar Bizna, all those fast days are still around while the Beis HaMikdash is not here. So if that's the case, why don't we mention going out in Tammuz and Teves to let the people know about those fast days? So Amrav Papa, Rav says Hachi Kamer, this is what it means. Bizman shiyei shalom, when there is peace, yeah, l'sasana simcha, those old fast days that we used to have, those will be days of happiness and simcha. And you cannot fast on those days. It'll be usher to do a eulogy on those days. That's one hand. And Yesh Sason Zemcha, Yesh Gzer Malchus, when there is a decree against the Jewish people to persecute them, Tzom, then they have to fast like the old days. Ein Gzeris Malchus V'Inshalom. Now, if there is no Gzer against them, but there's also no peace, no Beis HaMikdash, Ratzu Masanim, Ratzu Ein Masanim. You want to fast, you could fast. You don't want to fast, you don't have to fast. It's not obligatory. It's not a Chiyuv. It doesn't mean that every Tom, Dick, and Harry gets to choose whether they get fast. It means the community as a whole has the opportunity to include or delete the fast day. Those fast days, we assume, nowadays, Asara B'Tevet, for example, does have a unanimous acceptance. Ihachi, if that's the case, Tisha B'Av, Ihachi, if this is the case that the fast days are optional, Tisha B'Av Nami, Tisha B'Av should be optional as well. Why do we leave that as an outlier? So Amar Rav Papa, shiny Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is different because Hoyel V'Huchbulu Bo Tzaras, since so many different Tzaras happened during it. Amar Mar, B'Tisha B'Av Charav Beis Abayis B'Rishon B'Shneks. On Tisha B'Av, our tradition tells us, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed the first time and the second time. V'Nilkuda Beisar, and the city of Beisar was conquered. V'Nechrasha Be'ir, and the city of Yerushalayim was plowed over. So they are, therefore we do send out the messengers in Av because that is not an option. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Shimon said, Arba Dvarim Hai Rabbi Akiva Darsh. Rabbi Akiva used to darshan four things, meaning interpret four psukim. Vani ain Dorish Kamosu. You do interpret four psukim that I don't darshan the same way as him. For example, Tzom Haravi, the fourth fast day, Zet Tisha B'Tamuz, that's the ninth of Tamuz, Shebohuv Ka'ir. On that day, the city of Yerushalayim was breached at the end of the first base of Migdash. Shenemar says, Bechod Shavi, B'Tisha L'Chosh, B'Achsek Rav B'Ir, Lo Yalechem Al'am, V'Art Tiv Ka'ir. In the fourth of the month, of the ninth of the month, the famine in the city was very harsh, there was no food for the people and the land, and the city was breached. Ba'amai Kari Le'Ravi, why did the pasuk called the fourth, Reveal Lechadoshim, because Tammuz is the fourth of the month starting from Nisan. Tzom HaChamishi Zotisha B'Av Shabon Nisraf Beis Elokeinu. That's the day when the house of Hashem was burnt. Amai Kari LeChamishi. Why does the pasuk call it the fifth? Chamishi Lechadoshim, because Av is the fifth of the months from Nisan. Tzom HaShvi Zesh Shlosha B'Tishrei Shabon Nera Gedalia Ben Achikam. On that day, Gedalia Ben Achikam was killed. Umi Hargu, who killed him? Yishmal Ben Nesanya Haragu. Yishmal, the son of Netanya, killed him. Lilam to teach you that the death of the tzaddikim kisreifas beis elokeinu is equal to the burning of Hashem's beis hamikdash chas v'shalom. V'amai kari leshvi, why does the pasuk call it the seventh? It's shvi lachadoshim because Tishrei is the seventh of the months if you begin your count from the month of Nisan. Tzom hasiri, what's the fast of the tenth? It's Asar B'Tevis. Shabo samach melech Bavel Yerushalayim, that's the date that the king of Bavel began to attack Yerushalayim, as it says vayhi dvar Hashem Elai Bishno Satishi. The word of Hashem came to me in the ninth year, Bechodesh Asiri, in the tenth month, Ba'asu L'Chodesh, on the tenth of the month, Lamor, saying, Bein Adam K'sav L'cha Et Shem Ayom, Es Etzem Ayom Azeh, Smach Melech Bel V'Yerushalayim. Ben Adam, son of man, write in the name on this day that the king of Bavel began to attack Yerushalayim. Amai Karli Asiri, why is it called the tenth? Asiri L'Chadashim, it's the tenth of the months that begin from Nisan. Now it would have been proper to write it first. Lama Nichtav Khan, why is it here at the end of the list? So Kedei Lahastir Chadashim Kitikunam, so that you could put the months according to the right order in the calendar year, meaning starting in Nisan and ending in Adar, even though chronologically throughout history that's not when the events happened. Vani Eini Omer Kain. The Brisa then says that Rabbi Shimon disagreed. I don't darshan the pasuk this way. Elat Tzom HaSiri Zucha Misha B'Tevis. What's Tzom HaSiri? That's the fifth of Tevis. Shabo Bas Shmua Legolo Shehukta Ir. On that day, the news came to the city that the city is going to go into exile, the Yerushalayim. Shneamar says, Vayhi B'Shteyas Reishana B'Asiri B'Chemisha L'Chodesh L'Gulusenu Boi Lai HaPalim Yerushalayim L'Mar Huksa Ir. It happened on the 12th year of our Golus, in the 10th month, on the 5th of the month, a fugitive came from Yerushalayim saying that our city has been overturned. Also, Yom Shmu Kiyom Srefa, they made the day this news went out as bad as the day of the burning itself. Benirin Dvarav Medvari, my words seem to be more mistaber. They make more sense than Rabbi Akiva's. Shani Omer Al Rishon Rishon, because I say about the first month, meaning the fast of Tammuz, that it's actually going after the one that happened first chronologically. Al Achron Achron, and the last one mentioned, meaning Asar B'Tevis, goes in order of what happened last. But who Omer Al Rishon Rishon? But Rabbi Akiva has the whole order off. Al Achron Rishon. Ella, the difference is, Hu Mona L'Seder Chadashim. Rabbi Kiva is counting according to the order of months of a calendar year. I am counting L'Seder Peronius, chronologically throughout history. I'm using that order. It, Mario, is said, Rav Rabbi Chanina Amri Rabbi Chanina say, Botla Megillas Tanis. Megillas Tanis was eliminated. What's Megillas Tanis? So, Megillas Tanis means the scroll of the fast. It mentions the days of the year on when you were not allowed to fast. Why? Because those days were considered mini holidays due to different nisim that happened in those days. So, according to Rav Chanina, once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, those holidays were no longer applicable and you could fast in them. Okay, so this was a type of scroll. Fine. So, Amar Rav Rabbi Chanina Amri Batla Megillas Tanis. We no longer use Megillas Tanis. Rav Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon ben Levi says, Lo Batla Megillas Tanis. No, it's still enforced. You can't fast in certain days. Rav Rabbi Chanina Amri Batla Megillas Tanis. Rabbi Chanina say Megillas Tanis is gone because Hachi Kamar. Because this is what the Pasuk is saying. Bizman Shiye Shalom, in a time when there's peace, the old fast days are going to be days of Sasan and Simcha. Ain Shalom, when there is no time of peace, Tzom, they turn into fast days. Bahanach Nami Kihani, and those days mentioned in Megillas Tanis are similar to the days mentioned in the Torah. So therefore, whenever... Okay, Rabbi Yochanan Yeshua ben Levi Amr lo batal Megillas Tanis. Their position is Megillas Tanis was never cancelled. Hani hu detalinu rachmanu binyan Beis HaMikdash, because those days in the Pasuk, those are the ones that are contingent on whether Beis HaMikdash is around or not. But hanach kidekai mekame, but the days mentioned in Megillas Tanis, they're around as they've always been around. So Masiv Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana attacked Rav and Rav Chanina from a Braisa. It says Maisiv Gozru Tanis Bechanaka Balud. There was a story where they made a fast day in Chanukah in the city of Lod. V'yarei Rabbi Lazar Rachatz, and Rabbi Lazar went to the bathhouse and he went to take a bath there. Rabbi Yeshua Siper, Rabbi Yeshua went to get a haircut over there. What's the meaning of this? They did this to show that these were not real fast days. Even though they said there's such a gzera, they wanted to show that we're not following it. V'amr lam, Rabbi Elazar Rishua said to those who fasted, Tzuvi sano mashit anisem. Go out and fast because of the fact that you fasted on a time you should not have fasted. Presumably it was Chanukah, and they should not have been fasting then, obviously. Amar Rav Yosef, shiny Chanukah. No, that's different, because Chanukah is special, is that the Ika mitzvah. There's a mitzvah with it, which is lighting the menorah. Amar le Abai said to Rav Yosef, the mitzvah of menorah, no, tibotel mitzvah. So let cancel Chanukah and forget the mitzvah, you know, as well. Meaning, how is he saying get rid of Chanukah and forget the mitzvah? What's he saying? So, rather the idea here is that the Gemara never mentioned that the mitzvah we're talking about was the menorah. I threw that in there. That's based on some of the Rishonim. So he's saying that Abai was talking about a different mitzvah of Chanukah, the Hallel part, the singing part. He said, let's have a fast and forget that part. Ela Amar Rav Yosef, rather Rav Yosef says, Shaini Chanukah demiparsem nisa. No, Chanukah needs to retain its integrity because of the fact that there was a public miracle through it, and therefore, since it was already publicized, the persume nisa aspect, the fact that we lighten the windows, we cannot get rid of it. Mosif Rav Acha Bar Rav Huna. Acha Bar Huna attacked Rav and Rav Chanina from something that was said in Megillas Tanis. Betlasa Betishre Betela Adkarta Minshtaria. On the third of Tishrei, the extra mention of Hashem's name was removed from non-holy documents. Shagazra Malchus Yavan Gzera Shalola Haskir Shem Shmael Pim, because when the Greeks were ruling, they made a decree that the name of Hashem cannot be mentioned. Uk Shagavra Malchus Chashmonim Yitzchem, and when the Chashmonim kingdom was strong and overthrew them, Hitkinu Shiu Maskirim Shem Shemayim Filishars, they instituted to go the opposite direction, that people should mention Hashem's name even in little secular letters they were writing. And this is what they would write. Bishnas kach v'kach li Yochanan Kohen Gadol lekel Elyon, in the year of such and such to Yochanan Kohen Gadol, to Hashem. Ukshamu chacham medar, when the chacham heard about this, they didn't like that God's name was being written everywhere. Lamachar zeh parochu, you know what's going to happen? Because tomorrow this guy's going to pay off his debt with the document. V'nimtzar shtar mutal be'ashpa, people are going to keep the document sitting in the garbage because they don't need it anymore. And it's going to be Hashem's name. Ubitlam. So they got rid of this decree of the Chashmonaim. Osayam osyontif. And when the Chum saw that, wow, they were able to get people to stop doing it, they made that day a celebration. Now, if you should think that Megillas Tanis was deleted after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, how could the Chachamim make that day a yontif? How could they make the day yontif? So the Gemara, meaning the Gemara's assumption is that you cannot make a new Yontif after the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed. Kamaisa Batal, no. The first ones, the holidays that were arranged during the Beis Hamikdash time had already been deleted. Achrayna Mosifin. And they would then add other ones after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed? No. Hachamayiskina. What are we talking about here? Bisman Shebeis Hamikdash Kayam, when the Beis Hamikdash was still around. That's what we're referring to over here. And everyone agrees, during the Beis Hamikdash time period, the Megillas Tanis was in full force. Stop there for today.